You're listening to the Discovery COVID-19 podcast. Our expert guests help you to understand coronavirus disease 2019 and how you can manage your health, well-being, and financial security during this time. You're listening to the Discovery COVID-19 podcast. In this episode, we talk to a Discovery Foundation doctor who works on the front lines of the pandemic. They tell us how having a COVID-19 vaccine has brought hope for a better future, both for our doctors and for us all. Professor Mazwine, would you please introduce yourself to the audience?
I am Salome Mazwine. I am the head of global surgery at the University of Cape Town, an associate professor, also an obstetrician and gynecologist, and the president of the South African Clinician Scientist Society.
Thank you very much. Let's move to the COVID-19 pandemic. Could I ask you a two-part question in that, how has the pandemic impacted you on a professional and then a personal basis over the past year and a bit?
I will start with professional. It has changed the way I do my work completely. Before the pandemic, I used to travel a lot. I'd be invited to speak in various countries to get involved. So because I run global surgery, we work with a lot of international partners, and this would mean traveling to different parts of the country, different parts of the world to have meetings and presentations. And when the pandemic started, you know, all my meetings were canceled. Literally about 6 international meetings that I was supposed to have had to be canceled and had to switch to doing everything virtually and moving to doing talks and having meetings with the international community virtually. This also has meant that I've got more time for my family. I'm at home. I'm able to do a lot of work without having to leave the house. But it has also meant that some of the people that started working in our unit started working during the pandemic. And so employing new people to start working who are working from home that you can't see regularly has also been interesting, difficult, challenging. But I think we've adapted. It's a new way of doing things, and we've been able to adapt and change the systems. And I think we've got a wider reach because you no longer have to travel to meet a small group of people, but more people can join you virtually without having to travel. And we can have international meetings without spending a lot of money that would have been used for travel. And so it's been quite an interesting way of doing things. Personally, I mean, like I said, it was as I'm a mother, I'm a wife, having to look after my children in the beginning, helping them with homeschooling whilst trying to do my own work was a huge juggle and shift. And it still happens when if somebody or a teacher gets COVID, you know, these children then are sent back home and have to do homeschooling during that period. So, which means that we should always be ready as parents to adapt and to change to homeschooling and looking after the kids from home versus going to work and doing your work and picking up the kids after school. So it's been very interesting. We have lost some family members during this time, and it's was challenging because you start having to think about traveling across the country during the pandemic, during a wave of the pandemic, and have to make sometimes very difficult decisions, wanting to protect your family, to protect the people that you know, and not wanting to spread the disease as well. So it's been quite a difficult and challenging time. But I think overall, we've been able to adapt to the changes.
So have you mostly been based at home and worked remotely, or have you also had to deal with patients? And what impact have you seen there, if you have?
Over the past year, I haven't really been involved in patient care because my work involves mainly research and health system strengthening. And so already when the pandemic started, I hadn't been really on the clinical platform, but this is because of the kind of level of work that I'm doing right now, which has been more around building partnerships and global partnerships for the UCT Global Surgery Division. So it has changed the nature of my work in that I work more remotely, but I do go to my office for in-person meetings that we have quite regularly.
Thank you, Professor. What has kept you motivated as a healthcare professional through this pandemic?
I think for me, what has been interesting is it has been really seeing the level of advocacy and the level of involvement of, you know, government policymakers in trying to prevent the pandemic from getting worse. And some of these principles are things that, you know, from the kind of work that I do, it's some of the things that we try to get done, to work with policymakers to spread messages about healthcare and prevention of diseases. So it's been quite interesting to see, you know, the world uniting against one disease and everyone putting in effort as scientists, as healthcare workers, as policymakers, to say what can we do to stop the spread of this disease. And I think for me, it's been encouraging and motivating to see us all working together to see what part we can play in stopping this disease from getting worse or from spreading further.
Can we move to the COVID-19 vaccination rollout? When did you have your vaccine and what did having it mean to you?
I had my vaccine about 2 weeks ago, and it was really, I think, an exciting moment to be part of, you know, the people that part of the first group of people in the country that had the vaccine. I think it gave me a sense of hope, you know, that it provides a certain level of safety. I think what was really hard about the second wave was the hopelessness that came with it. It came at a time where, you know, on a daily basis, people were dying, people that we knew, friends, family, you know, people that had taught us, you know, and so the vaccine brought a sense of hope that, you know, it's I think everyone lives with that fear that what if I'm next, and if I get sick, what will happen to me? And the vaccine, getting vaccinated, gave me a sense of hope that, you know, even if I get sick or even if I catch it, but at least I've got a certain level of resistance against it. And so that it was, I felt more encouraged in the process.
And with that in mind, what would you like to say to the South African public about their outlook on vaccines and being vaccinated for COVID-19, so the public at large?
I would like to say that, you know, at this point, the vaccine is really our biggest sense of hope. It's really one of the main ways in which we can at least stop the virus from becoming deadly. And it's important that we get vaccinated. You know, it doesn't matter what you do, where you work, but, you know, we've seen the loss of lives, and we don't want more people to die or to lose their lives. And of course, you want to get to a point where life can also go back to normal. It might not be the same as it was before 2020, but, you know, at least if many of us are vaccinated, if we're safer, then we can get a new sense of normal amidst what's happening right now. So I'd really encourage everyone that can get vaccinated to get vaccinated.
And turning to the current context more specifically, why is it important that the elderly among the South African population access COVID-19 vaccines, and that those among us who are able to help them to do so step up and do that?
You know, the elderly are not just numbers. These are our parents, our grandparents. These are people that we love and respect, that have played an important role in our lives. And for me, my parents were vaccinated a week ago, and it gave me that deep sense of hope, of joy, to know that at least I don't have to be as worried and as afraid, that something could happen to them, because we've all been vulnerable through this time. No one knows who'll be next, who's gonna get sick, who's gonna have complications, and having the vaccine, especially for our parents, the people that we love and respect, also it gives us as well a sense of hope and calm during this difficult time.
This podcast was brought to you by Discovery. Stay informed, stay healthy.